time for the Hardy Awards on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sit back, relax, and find out which DFW sports personalities take home the 12-pounder. Now, without further delay, here are your Hardy Awards hosts for the afternoon, Mike Reiner and Greg Williams.
Ah, yes, thank you. Thank you, and welcome, everybody. Yes, thank you. Thank you. You're very kind. How you doing? Yes, welcome everybody to the Plano Center for this year's presentation of the 2004 Hardy Awards. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Yes, we are the Hard Line, and we are here to hand out the Big 12 Pounders Awards for this year for the best and brightest of sports and all that that implies in Dallas, Fort Worth, and the world as we see it. We're very excited about this year's nominees, very excited about this year's selections. We have several new categories, Grego, and obviously anticipation is quite high here at the Plano Center.
It is. It is. And if the idiot would stop banging on the drum, we could really get on with this.
Well, we're waiting for celebrities to come in. A few have already shown up. It's good to see Dick Motta here once again this year.
Default celebrity.
Always nice when he rolls through.
Did you get a chance to talk to Gary Green?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Former Ranger shortstop Gary Green.
Right, right. Dick Motta has made the Hardys every year. Gary Green is here for the first time.
Good to see Gary.
I just took a leak next to Juan Pizarro.
Well, see, you're that's not true. Juan Pizarro's not here.
No.
So don't diminish what
we're
doing.
It must have been somebody that looks just like him then.
Would you know Juan Pizarro if you saw him?
I know what
I don't think you would.
So you're I know trying what his weenie looks like.
You're trying to diminish our awards.
That's
we won't
right.
like it.
That's right.
But there are a number of celebrities. We'll be
Yes. Special hi to the former Cowboy great Rodrigo Barnes, who is here today. Good to see him as always.
Pat Cummings, you see him towering over
right,
everybody.
Right. The former Maverick great, still married to the what was back then the best-looking wife on the Mavericks of that day.
And
that's good.
Speaking of being married to good-looking wives, did you see Herb Williams?
As a matter of fact, I did. Always good to see Herb Williams. So as you can see, we have a whole slew of celebrities here already.
Where are they?
Many, many more are on the way. They will be here a little bit later on, and we'll be acknowledging them as they come in here. But now probably what we should do, Grego,
I don't see any of them.
Is they're here. Oh. They're here. Just don't you worry about it. They're here, okay?
Okay.
Forget it. He's rolling.
I am rolling. Well, we are here to get going on this thing, so let's present a couple of Hardy Awards.
And before we get started, this year was one of the most hotly contested awards ever. I mean, there was a lot of categories that there's a couple that are ties, and there are some where it was very, very close, the vote.
Right. There are some where you have a couple that are pretty clear-cut favorites, but it's very, very close between the two of them.
And something else, there are some odd nominees this year, too.
Very odd nominees, but hey, would it be the Hardys without it?
We have no control over the nominees.
No, we really don't. Or the way the voting goes.
No, it's not us.
So let's begin with this year's first category. And we're going to start the Hardy Awards here in 2004 off with the category of worst look.
Who looks bad?
Right, the worst look. Here are the nominees. Bill Parcells.
Oh, that body of his, that's bad look.
Big Dick Hunter.
Oof.
Mark Cuban.
Bad haircut.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders.
What's wrong with that?
Can't dress as good as Mike.
Bad suit.
No.
And any ticket chick in a cheerleader uniform.
Ugh.
That is a bad look.
So there are the nominees, Bill Parcells, Big Dick Hunter, Mark Cuban, Deion Sanders, and ticket chicks in cheerleader uniforms. And Grego, the Big 12-pounder goes to...
Big Dick Hunter.
Big Dick Hunter. The winner in the category worst look.
So the very first Hardy Award of 2004, Big Dick Hunter.
Right, goes to one of our own.
Takes home the Big 12-pounder of the worst look.
Is Big Dick Hunter here to accept his award?
I don't think he is. I bet he'll
be on the phone in about seven seconds.
Greg Williams. You can hear him afternoons 3 to 7.
Mm.
I'm Big Dick.
Accepting his award is a slab of hamburger meat.
No, it's not. Accepting his award is the former Mavericks great Tracy Moore.
Oh.
All right, so Big Dick, a winner for the 2004 Hardy for worst look. Now let's move on to the category of best look. Here are the nominees. Michael Irvin, Michael Finley, Mike Modano, Dirk Nowitzki with the hair of last year, and Ticket Chicks in anything other than cheerleader uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Irvin, Michael Finley, Mike Modano, Dirk with hair, and Ticket Chicks in anything other than cheerleader uniforms.
This is a tough one.
It was very close, too.
Was it really?
Yes.
Well, Grego, here's the winner. Go ahead.
And the winner is, for best look, Dirk with hair.
Wow. I got to say, I'm very surprised by this.
I think that's kind of an upset.
He's hot.
I voted for him. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. So the best look goes to Dirk Nowitzki with the hair of last year. Is he here to receive his 12-pounder?
I don't think he is. I think accepting on his behalf would be former Ranger second baseman Doug Flynn.
Doug Flynn here to accept the award for Dirk Nowitzki for winning best look. All right, 426. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. More Hardys on the way. Category is coming up. Most likely to clog up an American standard. Did clog up an American standard. And biggest little buddy. Those coming up next here on the Hardy Awards 2004.